Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Paul Dykstra, Certified Angus Beef, with us again today. We're back with Paul here in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's long-range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Another day with Paul Dykstra, Assistant Director for Supply Management and Analysis for the Certified Angus Beef Program. Our own Casey Shepherd had a chance to catch up with him recently, and they talked about the standards that CAB, Certified Angus Beef, demands of the cattle that they include or accept into the program.
Well, the first hurdle is that the cattle need to be Angus type, and that definition today is defined around the fact that they'd be predominantly black-hided in color. That's the live animal hurdle that has to be covered before those carcasses result in a certified Angus beef carcass. There are 10 specifications for each carcass that they have to meet all 10 when those carcasses cross the grading stand in the packing plant. That's where the real rubber meets the road in terms of eating quality. Because now we're looking at traits and features of those carcasses that define that end user eating experience. The primary one of focus to keep it brief is marbling. The reason I say that is that 9 out of 10 of carcasses that are unsuccessful in meeting our standards, they fall short of that marbling requirement. And that's the modest or higher marbling score, the upper two-thirds of the choice grade on up into prime as well.
Now, as to why marbling is the key.
Well, the science is pretty solid behind that. The taste panel evaluations and consumer testing that marbling provides that extra tenderness, juiciness, and flavor that sets high-quality beef apart from maybe your more run-of-the-mill stuff. And that feature has been well-known for a long time, and it spans the globe. It's not just for any specific country or consumer group.
Dykstra says over the years there's been some minor changes to the specifications for CAB, but they've stood by those specs because they've worked, really, since the start of the program.
As the first branded beef program in the world, there was a track record that was set based on not only a perception of quality, but an actual scientifically proven track record for quality based on those specs. That logo that is the Certified Angus Beef brand, it's really been promoted over the years by ourselves, but also, so importantly, by our licensed partners in the beef business, from the packer through the wholesaler, retail, and food service, continue to use the brand to really drive that message to the customer. Because, you know, in a commodity business, which beef technically is a commodity, it becomes pretty tough to set your product apart unless you do create that brand image and loyalty. And fortunately, that's been done over these decades by a lot of folks that had a lot of passion for high quality beef.
So what's coming up next in the future for Certified Angus Beef?
Well, we try to keep our eyes wide open as to what consumer preferences are. And we know that there are some items kind of blowing in the wind, if you will, that customers are always more cognizant about where their food comes from today, right? We've got more transparency in the food business in general. And we're aware that customers want to know about the sustainability of how we produce cattle and beef. So we're paying attention to those trends, and we want to be a part of those conversations and efforts wherever they may go. It's kind of new territory for the beef business in total.
Paul Dykstra, who's the Assistant Director for Supply Management and Analysis for the Certified Angus Beef brand. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.